is incredible. This morning, we're talking about the power of the human mind and how to unleash it. You're about to meet a man who many of us can relate to. He struggled in school. He wasn't particularly fond of it. But then comes the part most of us cannot relate to. One day, he became a math genius. Watch this.
Meet Jason Padgett. Jason is a mathematical genius.
The inner boundary of pi is f of x equals x times the sine of pi divided by x.
But he wasn't always gifted.
I remember saying, math is stupid.
Jason was a typical teenager.
Going out with my buddies on the weekends, chasing girls, going to parties.
Then, on a regular night out with friends on Friday the 13th, December of 2002, Jason was attacked.
And I didn't see anything coming. I just heard more than felt this thud in the back of my head, and I saw a bright flash of light. The next thing I knew, I was on the ground.
Jason was rushed to the hospital and treated for his injuries.
It gave me this really strong pain medicine shot and sent me home. And I remember on the way home thinking how bizarre everything looked.
When Jason awoke the next morning, his vision was more than blurry.
Everything that was perfectly smooth before, when it moved, had these little tiny edges. It looked like it was choppy, like you were watching an old-fashioned flip book.
Jason would draw what he was seeing, but he could not explain it until a chance encounter with a stranger in a mall.
And he said, hey, I'm a physicist. And he goes, what are you working on there? It looks like you're trying to talk about space-time and the discrete structure of the universe. He goes, but I've never seen anybody do it in layman terms before. Have you ever thought about taking a math class?
So Jason went back to school, and it turned out that stranger was right. Jason was seeing complex mathematical objects everywhere. But why?
I saw a show with a doctor named Dr. Dale Treffert, and he was doing a show with savants, and I sent him an email literally saying, hey, am I losing my mind?
Treffert, a world-renowned expert on the topic, diagnosed Jason with acquired savant syndrome.
They found that I was using areas of the brain that we don't normally have conscious access to. I think it is not just possible, that it is very likely that we all possess these abilities.
OMG. Please help me welcome Jason Padgett. I have so much I want to talk to you about. Okay, so first of all, you weren't very good in school math?
I was horrible. I used to make fun of math, and I would say things like, math is stupid, and how does that apply to anything in the real world? And now it is the real world.
Is it true you did not progress past pre-algebra?
Yes.
Is it true you did your senior year of high school twice?
Yes.
Okay.
And I graduated because my friend actually did the final report for me.
So you were like a jock. You were a party guy.
All I did was chase girls, goof off. And it's so embarrassing. But yeah, it was a mile wide, but like a millimeter deep life, you know?
You weren't working on your math. You were working on your mullet.
Yeah, I worked on my mullet and my biceps. Yeah.
Okay. So you're out having a good time at the bar. This horrible attack happens. And for how long... Like in the days and months and years right after that, when you're seeing shapes and all that, did you have any idea you had a new gift?
I knew there was something amazing happening, but at first I remember thinking, you know, I'm seeing what I perceive to be math everywhere. But then I thought, you know, I see somebody that's talking to themselves and they don't know they're crazy. What if I think I'm seeing math everywhere and I really don't?
Did you worry you were crazy?
For a while I would go back and forth, but then I would draw it and it would make sense. And so I started making up my own symbols to describe it. And it turns out when I went back to school, I had the symbols that represented the same things. I just made up different symbols than what traditional math does.
They look kind of like this, right?
Yeah, these are fractals, and every shape in the universe is a fractal. Space-time itself is a fractal. Fractals are shapes that when you take them apart into pieces, the pieces are the same as the whole. So our veins, our lungs, our brains, our neurons, everything follows these fractal algorithms. Cancer, even everything.
Sounds so smart. So you're sitting in the mall, and instead of just drinking like your orange Julius, you're working on like these crazy drawings.
Right.
And I mean, it was just by chance some physicist walks by and sees your drawing.
Yeah, he looks over and he's like, "What are you doing? Are you studying math?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm trying to describe, you know, the structure of space-time discreetly. You know, can space be cut infinitely smaller? Is there a limit?" And so we started to talk, and he goes, "Wow, this look very mathy." He said, "But I've never seen anybody talk about it in layman terms. He goes, you have no idea how weird this is. And he said, have you ever thought about going back to school and taking a math class? And I was like, that sounds like a good idea.
Is it true he also said to you, this is the kind of thing people win Nobel Prizes for?
He said, I said, well, what if I've discovered nothing that's new? And he goes, people have won Nobel Prizes for finding better ways to describe or easier ways to describe very difficult concepts.
So you go back to school, and what was the first math class that you took?
Algebra 99. It was just algebra. I didn't even know you could graph a line at the time.
Did you just kill the students in that class? I mean, they were just going to get crushed by you.
I came in with all these drawings, and I was explaining to my teacher that circles don't exist and all these other concepts, and she was confused at first.
Poor teacher.
Yes. But once I got to calculus, then we realized it was the same thing. It was literally identical, only I was doing integrals with triangles instead of integrals with rectangles.
I don't understand any of that, but I get that you blew doors on calculus. Okay, so you ace all of these classes easily.
Right.
And now you're like, I mean, at this point, are you like, something happened during the accident?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So one day I was watching TV. I kind of became a hermit for about 3.5 years after this. I went from this just being wild partying to just literally locking myself in my house because I had OCD and some other bad things, you know, came with it at the same time.
Okay, so it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, there was this very dark time, you know, but at the same time I was having like this awakening mathematically. So it was beautiful and kind of, you know, sad at the same time. But when that physicist told me to go back to school, I went back to school and I met my wife, and everything, you know, from that point changed for the better. Yeah, it got me back out into the world.
And... You know what? Love. Now, even if you got the big brain, love is always the most important thing.
Absolutely.
So we picked up in the piece where you figure out, okay, I'm going to contact Dr. Treffert. He flew to Finland and they did a study on his brain, and that's where we're going to pick it up right after this break. Welcome back, everyone. We are talking today about the hidden power of the human brain. And here with us is Jason Padgett. He was attacked outside of a bar at age 32, suffered a brain injury, and as part of his recovery, discovered that he had become, or perhaps always was, a math genius. And you go to Finland to figure out, is that Dr. Treffert said, Finland is the place to study your brain?
In Finland, I didn't have insurance at the time. And since I had been attacked, I had a pre-existing condition and couldn't get insurance. So I was able to go to Finland to get functional MRIs done for free.
That's unbelievable. That is a whole other segment we
could
do. So what did they find in studying your brain?
So functional MRIs kind of map thought. And so they found that I had conscious access to parts of the brain that we normally don't have conscious access to. Basically, they rewired itself. The brain has more plasticity than apparently, you know, that was believed before, and it makes new connections, and depending on where those connections are made, you can actually have a gift. And you know, some bad things that come, but you can also have a gift, and luckily for me, this gift in math came with it.
They could figure all that out by watching your brain work, by seeing what synapses were firing and lobes that are normally, or parts of lobes that are normally dormant were not for you.
So like if you're writing, the part of your brain that controls writing is using more oxygen because it's working, and it sees where your brain is using oxygen and how much. So when you're in there writing, it says, that controls writing. So they put me in there, have me do math, and then they watch what part of my brain works so they can see what areas are controlling math.
So how gifted are you?
You know, it depends. Sometimes I'm way ahead because I can visualize it. But every once in a while, like when we did derivatives in calculus, everybody got it before me. I thought that something's wrong with me. Then I realized it was two beams of light moving relative to each other. And then I was ahead of everybody else.
Wow.
But it's until I see it, you know, the right way, the way the universe sees it, I don't get it. And that's my question is like, we can graph X squared, but how does the universe know what X squared is?
You know, again, too deep. You've lost me. But like when you look out at this audience, are you seeing fractals?
Absolutely. Every single shape that exists is a fractal. And when somebody moves, it's like seeing picture frames, and the faster they move, if they start to accelerate, the picture frames get farther apart. If they slow down, the picture frames get closer together. And the rate that those picture frames change relative to light is how fast it's moving.
Does it tell you anything about life?
That's the funnest part about it. I love the philosophical side of where all this goes, you know, because I want to know how things got here, where things are going, why they work the way they do. What are we all capable of? I know we are all doing calculus constantly. because you can't walk, you can't catch a ball. If I throw you a ball and you catch it, you had to calculate the gravitational field, the arc of the ball, the time lag from the brain's signal to your hands to catch it, you know. So we're doing all this math. It's just all in the background, because if we had to crunch it as an equation, it would take too long and we couldn't catch the ball.
But, like, do you... I mean, is this the future of humanity? Somehow we have greater access to our own minds and we become, you know, these incredible human computers that can do so much more than we can do right now.
I think it is. I really think it is, because it's for sure in everybody, and there's so much research in this right now that potentially in the next 20, 30 years, you're going to be able to get all sorts of upgrades.
What can you, like, can you go to Vegas with this? What can you...
Yes. I actually did get stuck in Vegas once.
No way.
Yeah. And I played this one game called Craps, and I was able to, I didn't beat the system. I found a way, they gave you comps based on your average bet. And you could bet to lose and you could bet to win. And I said, why does that matter? They said, well, with your average bet, plus how long you stay here is how much comps you get. So I bet 1,000 to lose and 1,000 to win. So I would always win and I'd always lose and I'd always break even. But I had a $2,000 average bet. And I played for 8 hours, and I got a month's worth of free hotel stays.
Oh, my gosh. So what, like, now what? But you're going to be barred. You're going to be like Rain Man.
So now that I'm gone.
From being too good a player. So now what do you do? Now what do you do with your life?
What I'm really interested in is I got into doing stocks and looking at fractal algorithms in the charts. And I'm going to be taking my Series 57 test so I can start trading for other people, because I've been averaging 31% APR.
You're hired!
So, yeah, hopefully we can keep doing it.
Can you imagine having him as your money manager? You can see the stock market in this special way?
It's beautiful.
I love this story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. All the best to you and your wife and your girls, still your kids. Thank you, Jason. We'll be right back.
Hello, Today fans. Thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking that button down there and click on any of the videos over here to watch the latest interviews, show highlights, and digital exclusives.